From Dorothy, it is April 5, 2026 at 5 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Age as military objectives near completion. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday night. He declared that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. However, the speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy for the conflict that began in late February. Trump warned of escalating strikes on Iranian infrastructure if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. He stated that American forces have beaten and decimated Iranian military capabilities. The president threatened to target bridges and electric power plants specifically. He cited a recent strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran as evidence of progress. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility following these remarks. Oil prices surged past $110 per barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves.
Oil prices spike and allies express concern as Trump issues threats against Iranian infrastructure. The president's comments sparked immediate skepticism from international allies and domestic political opponents. Oil prices surged past $110 per barrel following the speech, with some benchmarks reaching over $113. Fears mounted regarding prolonged disruptions to supply through the vital shipping lane known as the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the strait, a move that prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries. The address highlighted a divergence between United States and Israeli war aims. While the Trump administration suggested the conflict is nearing its end, reports indicate that Iran continues to fire missiles at Israel and Gulf states. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating the key military production sites remain intact and that the United States has not destroyed all critical targets.
Special Operations Forces rescue second airman from downed F-15 E-jet in Iran. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. This high-stakes mission began on Friday when the two-seat jet was struck while operating over southwestern Iran. Both crew members ejected, but one airman remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours. President Trump described the successful extraction of both service members as an Easter miracle in a series of social media posts. He credited the rescue team with being brilliant, strong, and decisive despite a large and violent enemy presence. According to United States officials, the rescue operation involved intense firefights and required precise coordination between special forces, air support, and intelligence assets. Israeli intelligence reportedly played a role in facilitating the mission.
Trump issues 48-hour ultimatum to Iran demanding reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Tehran. He warned that the United States will target the country's energy infrastructure and bridges if Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The deadline is set for Tuesday night, according to reports from major news outlets. In a series of posts on Truth Social, the president used profanity-laden language to describe the consequences of non-compliance. He stated that Tuesday would be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up in one. The president further warned that if the regime fails to act, all hell will rain down on Iran. He also stated that the United States could easily take control of the strait and profit from oil exports if diplomatic efforts fail. The escalation in rhetoric follows the successful rescue of a United States aviator who was shot down over Iranian territory earlier this week. The White House and Israeli officials have been applying pressure on Iran ahead of the deadline.
Lawmakers from both parties express alarm over President's inflammatory language and military threats. Trump's threats have drawn sharp criticism from members of Congress across the political spectrum. Politicians, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Bernie Sanders, expressed alarm over the president's mental state and the inflammatory nature of his language. The New York Times noted that the expletive-filled social media post appeared to signal a shift toward more aggressive military options. The situation has heightened tensions in the Middle East as the deadline approaches. The president reiterated that time is running out for Tehran to comply with demands. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month. His threats to target civilian infrastructure have raised concerns among international law experts regarding potential war crimes. More than 100 United States-based legal scholars signed an open letter condemning the rhetoric. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury, though details on specific targets remain vague to the public.
That is your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit .cm.sh.